in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it back.
We don't need no explanations.
We don't need no explanations.
All we need is reparations.
All we need is reparations.
African Revolution. This is the weekly program of the African People Solidarity Committee, the organization of white people and other allies working under the leadership of the African People Socialist Party. We organize in the white community in solidarity with the African community's struggle for self-determination, national liberation, and reparations. My name is Jesse Neville, and I'm a member of the African People Solidarity Committee, as well as the mass organization of APSC, the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And today, we are going to be discussing and summing up a great campaign that the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is in the midst of carrying out this weekend called National Membership Weekend. This is what solidarity with African liberation looks like. First of all, we want to begin by thanking and expressing our deep appreciation to the African People's Socialist Party, under whose leadership we work and who provided us with this hour on Uhuru Radio every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern to bring the message of solidarity with African liberation and reparations into the white community. We have on the show with us today the National Membership Coordinator of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Harris Daniels, out of Philadelphia, as well as the local membership coordinator of the St. Petersburg Local Executive Committee of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Jamie Simpson. Uhuru, comrades.
Uhuru, comrade Jesse and Harris.
Uhuru, thanks for having us on the show. It's been a really exciting weekend.
It certainly has.
Uhuru. We also have here with us Uhuru Solidarity Movement National Secretary and Organizer based in Miami, Florida, Kathira Barron. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. Uhuru. Being on the show with us today.
Things in St. Pete this weekend have been very exciting with the membership weekend We kicked it off, as may have been stated already, Friday night with a great Taco Friday. And we had several of our local members come out. And then the next day at the Saturday morning market here in St. Petersburg, we were across the street with a table, and we had four organizers, Comrade Stephanie, Midler, Johann Dettingfield, Jesse, and myself. And we got several people interested in joining and signed up the contact information. And I feel that the whole concept of the membership weekend and leading, selling the Burning Spear, putting out the politics of the movement, and tying that together with membership was very significant. Essentially, it was a very successful day, and I think everyone felt that by selling Burning Spears and putting out information about what, for instance, the police have done to the African community right here in St. Petersburg, having opened fire on two teenagers in a car that at first account was not moving. Now they're claiming, the police are claiming that the car was attempting to run them over, yet the African teenagers were shot in the back and are now in police custody. So we're putting out that information with the direct tie-in of, so how do we respond to that from the white community? And the answer is to join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, to join the mass organization of the African People Solidarity Committee, and become directly accountable to the African Liberation Movement. It's the only principled stand we can take as white people, and I think that when we take that out to the public with the conviction that we need to win members, that this is a membership organization that's really only going to thrive when we get rank-and-file members who are willing to just be card-carrying members, to people that have a specific skill in one area, that's their commitment, that's the only thing that they contribute is that. We're going to have a much more dynamic organization, and we're really going to be able to put a dent in the assumption that the U.S. state makes that they can count on the complicity of the general white community for all of their aggression against the African community, whether it's here in the United States, whether it's in Haiti by overthrowing governments and terrorizing people there, whether it's the same kind of activity on the continent of Africa, or if it's in Pakistan, if it's in South America. They can't count on our complicity, and this is a really material way to show that, just by having the membership card and then, of course, the incredible activities that we're able to be involved with along with the Uhuru Movement and the African People's Socialist Party, such as police demonstrations, community forums. That's been a really exciting thing to get people involved in.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. Do we have Jesse back on the air?
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Jamie Simpson about the work in St. Pete. And Harris, are you still with us?
Uh-huh. Well, I think we're having another technical difficulty with keeping Jesse on the phone. But if you can hear me, then, you know, I wanted to just say a little bit about how it's going in Philadelphia. Here in Philly, we've had a pretty tight schedule this weekend of outreach, of studies, of, you know, activities with people coming into Uhuru Solidarity Movement in the Philadelphia branch. And in particular, we started Friday night with our monthly table at Uhuru Solidarity Movement table on First Friday in Philadelphia, which is a time that a lot of people go out in Old City, a part of the town, part of Philadelphia where many, many art galleries are. People are going out for the art galleries. And we did a table, talked to a lot of people, sold the Burning Spear newspaper, made some new contacts, and really, you know, got the line out of African internationalism, you know, to the mainly white crowd out there in Philadelphia for First Friday. So that was a really successful outreach table. Then we also did a table yesterday on South Street during an arts festival in a very busy, very big part of Philadelphia. And some postering for upcoming Uhuru Solidarity Movement events. And then last night we attended the the Philadelphia premiere of Long Distance Revolutionary, which is a documentary film on Mumia Abu-Jamal, and not so much about his case, but about his life behind bars as a revolutionary journalist. And it was really excellent because it really was about Philadelphia and the conditions of African people and the resistance of organizations like the Black Panthers and the Uhuru movement. Uhuru. So we're going to bring Jesse back on. We appreciate listeners for bearing with us for today's show. We'll have an archived copy, you know, for people to listen to if you weren't able to catch it live or if you were having difficulties tuning in live today. So we're bringing Jesse Neville, the host of the show, back on. Uhuru, Jesse.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. So I was just talking about the Philadelphia membership weekend and how that's been going. And Jamie was talking about St. Petersburg, Florida, about how things have been going with the outreach there. So, Jamie, do you want to go into why you're a member of Uhuru Solidarity Movement? Why is it that you think is so significant?
Yeah, I would. Thank you for being here with us, having me on the show, Harris. And I also want to appreciate the patience of listeners, supporters out there. Why I became a member? Well, let me focus in on right now. I mean, I've been involved with the Uhuru movement for quite some time, and I'll just sum that up as a very quick realization that it took place for me around 1996 when Tyrone Lewis was killed by James Knight here in St. Petersburg that led to a couple of nights of pretty severe rebellions that actually militarily sent the police.
The organization of white people and other allies working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. And we just want to talk about membership weekend that the Uhuru Solidarity Movement has been engaged in carrying out throughout this country in the Northeast and the West Coast and the Southeast over the last 3 days. And I am the national outreach coordinator of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, as well as the chair of the local executive committee in St. Petersburg. And I'm joined by Harris Daniels, who is the national membership coordinator of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Uhuru, Comrade Harris.
Uhuru, Jesse. I'm glad we could be back on the air. It's just an exciting weekend of winning membership, and you know I hope people are tuning in. And if you're not already a member, that you can join. I'm the national membership chair, and I want to see your name come in online as a member of Uhuru Solidarity Movement.
Harris, the national membership coordinator, I have some questions that I want to ask you. First of all, as we've talked about, this is membership weekend, and this is a concerted effort by the organization nationally to push membership all over where white people exist, to win white people to go beyond just consuming information, to take a concrete active stand of solidarity with African people, recognizing that there is no moving forward for us in this system that at the expense of African people. This is a system in profound crisis that is rooted in patriotism and slavery and genocide. And as Africans all over the world are rising up and changing that whole economic and social relationship, confronted with a choice, we have the opportunity to align ourselves with the enemy of all of humanity, which is this system of parasitic capitalism that has benefited us for so many hundreds of years, or we can look at the long view, take the long view, and embrace the opportunity to unite with the rest of humanity, unite with African people and other oppressed peoples that are struggling nonstop daily to their liberation and put the final death blow to this parasitic system and make it possible for a new system without slavery, without oppression, without war and imperialism to flourish. So that's why this is such a crucial thing. It's not just about meeting some numerical goal or that it's really about going into the deepest possible, political questions that white people are facing and understanding how the only solution for us is to be found in solidarity with African people, indigenous, with Arab people, and with all oppressed peoples around the world. So that is, you know, the context for waging a membership campaign like we've been doing. And we have done outreach tables. We've held meetings, political education committees. We have gone to a film showing about Mumia that Harrison talked about. And we have, you know, hit the streets, winning people to sign up, to get more information, come out to events, and to become a part of this organization. So I want to ask you, Harris, as a national membership coordinator, two questions. Why should people join this organization? On an outreach table yesterday, someone asked us, there's so many causes out there, and what makes this like basically the ultimate cause, so to speak, that, you know, that we need to become a part of, and how do people go about joining?
I really appreciate that you asked that, Jesse, and also, you know, just in terms of the overview you gave on membership in Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which anyone can see on our website, uhurusolidarity.org, and see on the materials that we're giving out on our tables, is that this is a serious organization, and that what sets it apart from other organizations and from anything you might consider to be a cause, you know, because this is not just something that we, like, do with a certain percent of our paycheck as North Americans to feel good about ourselves, or something that we, you know, do a couple hours for on the weekends as a volunteer community service thing. There are ways to be involved like that in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and you can also be an inactive member. But the stand that you take when you join Uhuru Solidarity Movement as a member, which can be from the student membership, or unemployed, or, you know, financial hardship situation, membership level of $10 a year, the general membership of $25 a year, or any of the membership levels of $5 a month or more to become a sustaining member, you know, that stand is a representative stand of recognizing our future is with the rest of the peoples of the world. What you said that's in our materials is very correct, is that there's no future for us separate from the liberation and reparations to African and other oppressed peoples. They are going to win back their land and their resources and control over their lives and communities, and we can be a part of that. You know, we want to take the right stand in being in an organization that was founded by and works under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, because it has and is armed and equipped with the theory, the practice, the action, and the history of leading in the African community for social justice, for democratic rights for African people, standing up to police brutality, police murders of African people, the campaign right now in St. Petersburg, Florida, against the deadly police chases, the campaign against mass incarceration and the closing of schools here in Pennsylvania, the work against drones that all of our branches have been taking on, the continued work of the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations to show and expose President Barack Hussein Obama as a neocolonial stooge of imperialism, and, you know, the true nature of his presidency as white power and blackface. That's stuff you're starting to just now see other activists start to acknowledge, but was really pioneered by and really taken on and recognized by the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru Movement. So this is the movement. This is what's happening in the world right now, around the world, in the crisis of imperialism, as people are taking back their land and resources and lives. And we have a choice. We can be with imperialism, which, you know, is going down and is not going to be a very positive future for anybody who, you know, wants to see beyond the next week or the next month or however long imperialism has in its existence, or the long view of the future of this planet, which is with all of the peoples of the world who deserve all of the opportunities that we've had as white people, that we've lived on the pedestal based on their oppression for so long. It's time to overturn that relationship. And I'm really excited about being part of that. And I feel like anybody who can recognize that and see that in the world today and think about their own relationship and every experience they've had in relation to African and other oppressed peoples can take an honest look and say, this is the stand that I need to take. I should become a member of Uhuru's Solidarity Movement. That's what everyone should be saying.
Uhuru, how do people actually join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement?
Go to uhurusolidarity.org, which is going to redirect you to uhurusolidarity.wordpress.com. It's our site and our blog. Go there, and there is a Join USM button at the top. Let me look at it so I can confirm its exact location. We want to make sure everybody can go directly to that Join page. Yes, click Join Uhuru Solidarity Movement. It's right there on the right-hand side. And you can look at all the different levels. And like I was saying, if you're a student of any kind, if you're on a fixed income level or unemployed, our annual membership starts at $10 a year. For everyone else, it starts at $25 a year, and you can work your way up to $5 a month, $60 annually, $10 a month, $120 annually. It goes all the way up to the coveted Marcus Garvey level USM membership at $730 a year or $60 per month. And, you know, we welcome everybody at all levels. Whether you want to be an active member, we hope you want to be an active member and be part of a branch or start your own branch, or if you want to become an inactive member, you know, you can do that. This is an opportunity for you.
Uhuru, I unite with Comrade Harris. I strongly urge anyone listening to this program today to, you know, make the leap. Go on to UhuruSolidarity.org and become a card-carrying member of this organization. You know, I remember at the USM convention last year, we talked about, you know, as this system comes down, the most important card in your wallet, you know, your credit cards, those are all going to be worthless at a certain point. But the fun card that will be the most important card that you carry around with you on a regular basis will be your membership card for the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, because that is, you know, your ticket or passport, if you will, to, you know, joining this thriving future that African people are in the process of building at the same time that this system of imperialism, parasitic capitalism is on its way into the grave. So it is really inspiring and empowering thing to, you know, to be able to see the world through the eyes the African working class, to be able to have that reasoned optimism when you look at the world around you, and to do more than just, you know, converse about it, discuss about it, engage in some kind of, you know, discussion of ideas, but to see the power of the theory of African internationalism, which has the movement put into practice, which, you know, is the basis for even the existence of this organization. The Uhuru Solidarity Movement is a theory of Chairman Amalia Shetella that explained how this system came into being through exploiting and enslaving millions of African people for creating the pedestal upon which all people sit. That theoretical understanding is the basis for why this organization exists and why, you know, we work specifically in the white community to raise reparations and to take a stand of material solidarity with African self-determination. And before we close out our show, which, you know, again, the short program today, and once again, we do apologize that the first 40 or so minutes were mired in such severe technical difficulties. And, you know, we will certainly make sure to resolve all of that for next week's program at 1 o'clock here on UhuruRadio.com. Before we close out, I did want to just, you know, let people know that the Black is Back Coalition with the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, along with a list of other organizations, is planning a demonstration on Thursday in New York to demand support for and freedom for Assata Shakur. This is going to be taking place at the Harlem State Office Building in New York, New York, 10027. For more information, you can contact info
at blackisbackcoalition.org or call 917-830-5338. This will be on Thursday, May 9th at 5 p.m. And this is in response to the U.S. government putting Assata Shakur, who is a heroic figure of the Black Power movement of the 1960s, who was imprisoned and sentenced to prison for supposedly killing a New York or a New Jersey cop. She liberated herself from prison with help from the Black Liberation Army in the late 70s and now resides in political asylum in Cuba. And the U.S. government is ramping up their vicious efforts to attack her and to arrest her through putting her on the top 10 most wanted terrorist list, which is an attack on the entire African liberation movement. And, you know, the Heru Solidarity Movement is in full unconditional unity and solidarity with the Black is Back Coalition and with this protest on May 9th on Thursday at 5 p.m. in New York to demand the liberation and justice for Assata Shakur. So we strongly encourage all of our members in the Northeast to mobilize for that important mobilization that's going to be taking place next Thursday. And lastly, I wanted to let everyone know about the USM National Convention overturning the racial divide through solidarity and liberation. It's going to be held June 15th and 16th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Registration is open. You can register online at ahurusolidarity.org. And that is going to be a powerful two-day convention where all of our members from throughout the world will be convening to get direct leadership and analysis from Chairman Amala Chitella and APSC Chairman Penny Heff to really dive into the question of how we can be part of overturning the racial divide that we see all around us through taking an active stand of solidarity with African liberation. So with that, I want to just, you know, close out by saying join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Become part of this growing movement, this process. Join the forward motion of history, of humanity, that African is leading. Become a card-carrying member of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement today. Go to uhurusolidarity.org. And I will now turn it over to HAIR National Membership Coordinator to close us out today.
Uhuru, thanks, Jesse, and I'm looking forward to going to that convention, and I'm looking forward to seeing how many new members we win today. So, Uhuru, join Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Reparations now.
Uhuru.
Of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black character, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got, I want it back. We live in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got, I want it back.
We don't need no Baby, could you take our soul?
All we need is reparations.
Man, this land was built on the backs of blacks. Oh, you took it all, now we taking it back.
I want it back.
We don't need no explanations.
We don't need no explanations.
All we need is reparations.
All we need is reparations.
We don't need no explanations.
Uhuru, you are listening to Reparations in Action here on uhururadio.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution. This is the weekly program of the African People's Solidarity Committee, the organization of white people and other allies working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. We organize in the white community in solidarity with the African community's struggle for self-determination, national liberation, and reparations. My name is Jesse Neville, and I'm a member of the African People's Solidarity Committee, as well as the mass organization of APSC, the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And today, we are going to be discussing and summing up a great campaign that the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is in the midst of carrying out this weekend called National Membership Weekend. This is what solidarity with African liberation looks like. First of all, we want to begin by thanking and expressing our deep appreciation to the African People's Socialist Party, under whose leadership we work and who provided us with this hour on Uhuru Radio every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern to bring the message of solidarity with African liberation and reparations into the white community. We have on the show with us today the National Membership Coordinator of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Harris Daniels, out of Philadelphia, as well as the local membership coordinator of the St. Petersburg Local Executive Committee of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Jamie Simpson. Uhuru, comrades.
Uhuru, comrade Jesse and Harris.
Uhuru, thanks for having us on the show. It's been a really exciting weekend.
Certainly have.
Uhuru. And we also have here with us Uhuru Solidarity Movement National Secretary and Organizer based in Miami, Florida, Kathira Barron. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. Being on the show with us today.
Things in St. Pete this weekend have been very exciting with the membership weekend. We kicked it off, as may have been stated already, Friday night with a great Taco Friday. And we had several of our local members come out. And then the next day at the Saturday morning market here in St. Petersburg, we were across the street with a table, and we had four organizers, Comrade Stephanie, Midler, Johan Dettingfield, Jesse, and myself. And we got several people interested in joining and signed up the contact information, and I feel that the whole concept of the membership weekend and leading, selling the Burning Spear, putting out the politics of the movement, and tying that together with membership was very significant. Essentially, it was a very successful day, and I think everyone felt that by selling Burning Spears and putting out information about what for instance, the police have done to the African community right here in St. Petersburg, having opened fire on two teenagers in a car that at first account was not moving. Now they're claiming, the police are claiming that the car was attempting to run them over, yet the African teenagers were shot in the back and are now in police custody.
So we're putting out that information with the direct tie-in of, so how do we respond to that from the white community? And the answer is to join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, to join the mass organization of the African People Solidarity Committee, and become directly accountable to the African Liberation Movement. It's the only principled stand we can take as white people, and I think that when we take that out to the public with the conviction that we need to win members, that this is a membership organization that's really only going to thrive when we get rank-and-file members who are willing to just be card-carrying members, to people that have a specific skill in one area, that's their commitment, that's the only thing that they contribute is that. We're going to have a much more dynamic organization, and we're really going to be able to put a dent in the assumption that the U.S. state makes that they can count on the complicity of the general white community for all of their aggression against the African community, whether it's here in the United States, whether it's in Haiti by overthrowing governments and terrorizing people there, whether it's the same kind of activity on the continent of Africa, or if it's in Pakistan, if it's in South America. They can't count on our complicity, and this is a really material way to show that, just by having the membership card, and then of course the incredible activities that we're able to be involved with, along with the Uhuru movement and the African People's Socialist Party, such as police demonstrations, community forums. That's been a really exciting thing to get people involved in.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. Do we have Jesse back on the air?
Well, thank you. Appreciate Jamie Simpson about the work in St. Pete. And Harris, are you still with us?
Uhuru, well, I think we're having another technical difficulty with keeping Jesse on the phone. But if you can hear me, then, you know, I wanted to just say a little bit about how it's going in Philadelphia. Here in Philly, we've had a pretty tight schedule this weekend of outreach, of studies, of, you know, activities with people coming into Uhuru Solidarity Movement in the Philadelphia branch. And in particular, we started Friday night with our monthly table at Uhuru Solidarity Movement table on First Friday in Philadelphia, which is a time that a lot of people go out in Old City, a part of the town, part of Philadelphia where many, many art galleries are. People are going out for the art galleries. And we did a table, talked to a lot of people, sold the Burning Spear newspaper, made some new contacts, and really, you know, got the line out of African internationalism, you know, to the mainly white crowd out there in Philadelphia for First Friday. So that was a really successful outreach table. Then we also did a table yesterday on South Street during an arts festival in a very busy, very big part of Philadelphia, and some postering for upcoming Uhuru Solidarity Movement events. And then last night we attended the Philadelphia premiere of Long Distance Revolutionary, which is a documentary film on Mumia Abu-Jamal, and not so much about his case, but about his life behind bars as a revolutionary journalist. And it was really excellent because it really was about Philadelphia and the conditions of African people and the resistance of organizations like the Black Panthers and the Uhuru movement. Uhuru. So we're going to bring Jesse back on. We appreciate listeners for bearing with us for today's show. We'll have an archived copy, you know, for people to listen to if you weren't able to catch it live or if you were having difficulties tuning in live today. So we're bringing Jesse Neville, the host of the show, back on. Uhuru, Jesse.
Uhuru, Harris.
Uhuru. So I was just talking about the Philadelphia membership weekend and how that's been going. And Jamie was talking about St. Petersburg, Florida, about how things have been going with the outreach there. So Jamie, do you want to go into why you're a member of Uhuru Solidarity Movement? Why is it that you think
and,
is so
thank
significant?
Thank you for being here with us, having me on the show, Harris, and I also want to appreciate the patience of listeners supporters out there. But why I became a member? Well, let me focus in on right now. I mean, I've been involved with the Uhuru movement for quite some time, and I'll just sum that up as a very quick realization that it took place for me around 1996 when Tyrone Lewis was killed by James Knight here in St. Petersburg, that led to a couple of nights of pretty severe rebellions that actually militarily sent the police.
The organization of white people and other allies working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. And we just want to talk about membership weekend that the Uhuru Solidarity Movement has been engaged in carrying out throughout this country in the Northeast and the West Coast and the Southeast over the last 3 days. And I am the national outreach coordinator of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, as well as the chair of the local executive committee in St. Petersburg. And I'm joined by Harris Daniels, who is the national membership coordinator of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Uhuru, Comrade Harris.
Uhuru, Jesse. I'm glad we could be back on the air. It's just an exciting weekend of winning membership. And, you know, I hope people are tuning in. And if you're not already a member, that you can join. I'm the national membership chair, and I want to see your name come in online as a member of Uhuru Solidarity Movement.
Harris, the national membership coordinator, I have some questions that I want to ask you. First of all, as we've talked about, this is membership weekend, and this is a concerted effort by the organization nationally to push membership all over where white people exist, to win white people to go beyond just consuming information, to take a concrete active stand of solidarity with African people, recognizing that there is no moving forward for us in this system that at the expense of African people. This is a system in profound crisis that is rooted in patriotism and slavery and genocide. And as Africans all over the world are rising up and changing that whole economic and social relationship, we're confronted with a choice. We have the opportunity to align ourselves with the enemy of all of humanity, which is this system of parasitic capitalism that has benefited us for so many hundreds of years, or we can look at the long view, take the long view, and embrace the opportunity to unite with the rest of humanity, unite with African people and other oppressed peoples that are struggling nonstop daily to their liberation and put the final death blow to this parasitic system and make it possible for a new system without slavery, without oppression, without war and imperialism to flourish. So that's why this is such a crucial thing. It's not just about meeting some numerical goal or that it's really about going into the deepest possible, you know, political questions that white people are facing and understanding how the only solution for us is to be found in solidarity with African people, indigenous, Arab people, and with all oppressed peoples around the world. So that is, you know, the context for waging a membership campaign like we've been doing. And we have done outreach tables, we've held meetings, political education committees. We have gone to a film showing about Mumia that Harrison talked about, and we have, you know, hit the streets, winning people to sign up, to get more information, come out to events, and to become a part of this organization. So I want to ask you, Harris, as a national membership coordinator, two questions. Why should people join this organization? On an outreach table yesterday, someone asked us, there's so many causes out there, and what makes this like basically the ultimate cause, so to speak, that, you know, that we need to become a part of, and how do people go about joining?
I really appreciate that you asked that, Jesse, and also, you know, just in terms of the overview you gave on membership in Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which anyone can see on our website, uhurusolidarity.org, and see on the materials that we're giving out on our tables, is that this is a serious organization, and that what sets it apart from other organizations and from anything you might consider to be a cause, you know, because this is not just something that we, like, do with a certain percent of our paycheck as North Americans to feel good about ourselves, or something that we, you know, do a couple hours for on the weekends as a volunteer community service thing. There are ways to be involved like that in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and you can also be an inactive member. But the stand that you take when you join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement as a member, which can be from the student membership, or unemployed, or, you know, financial hardship situation, membership level of $10 a year, the general membership of $25 a year, or any of the membership levels of $5 a month or more to become a sustaining member, you know, that stand is a representative stand of recognizing our future is with the rest of the peoples of the world. What you said that's in our materials is very correct, is that there's no future for us separate from the liberation and reparations to African and other oppressed peoples. They are going to win back their land and their resources and control over their lives and communities, and we can be a part of that. You know, we want to take the right stand in being in an organization that was founded by and works under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, because it has and is armed and equipped with the theory, the practice, the action, and the history of leading in the African community for social justice, for democratic rights for African people, standing up to police brutality, police murders of African people, the campaign right now in St. Petersburg, Florida, against the deadly police chases, the campaign against mass incarceration and the closing of schools here in Pennsylvania, the work against drones that all of our branches have been taking on, the continued work of the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations to show and expose President Barack Hussein Obama as a neocolonial stooge of imperialism, and, you know, the true nature of his presidency as white power and black face. That's stuff you're starting to just now see other activists start to acknowledge, but was really pioneered by and really taken on and recognized by the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru Movement. So this is the movement. This is what's happening in the world right now, around the world, in the crisis of imperialism, as people are taking back their land and resources and lives. And we have a choice. We can be with imperialism, which, you know, is going down and is not going to be a very positive future for anybody who, you know, wants to see beyond the next week or the next month or however long imperialism has in its existence, or the long view of the future of this planet, which is with all of the peoples of the world who deserve all of the opportunities that we've had as white people, that we've lived on the pedestal based on their oppression for so long. It's time to overturn that relationship. And I'm really excited about being part of that. And I feel like anybody who can recognize that and see that in the world today and think about their own relationship and every experience they've had in relation to African and other oppressed peoples can take an honest look and say, this is the stand that I need to take. I should become a member of Uhuru Solidarity Movement. That's what everyone should be saying.
Uhuru, how do people actually join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement?
Go to uhurusolidarity.org, which is going to redirect you to uhurusolidarity.wordpress.com. It's our site and our blog. Go there, and there is a Join USM button at the top. Let me look at it so I can confirm its exact location. We want to make sure everybody can go directly to that join page. Yes, click Join Uhuru Solidarity Movement. It's right there on the right-hand side. And you can look at all the different levels. And like I was saying, if you're a student of any kind, if you're on a fixed income level or unemployed, our annual membership starts at $10 a year. For everyone else, it starts at $25 a year, and you can work your way up to $5 a month, $60 annually, $10 a month, $120 annually. It goes all the way up to the coveted Marcus Garvey level USM membership at $730 a year or $60 per month. And, you know, we welcome everybody at all levels. Whether you want to be an active member, we hope you want to be an active member and be part of a branch or start your own branch. Or if you want to become an inactive member, you know, you can do that. This is an opportunity for you.
Guru, I unite with Comrade Harris. I strongly urge anyone listening to this program today to, you know, make the leap. Go on to UhuruSolidarity.org and become a card-carrying member of this organization. You know, I remember at the USM convention last year, we talked about, you know, as this system comes down, the most important card in your wallet, you know, your credit cards, those are all going to be worthless at a certain point. But the funny card that will be the most important card that you carry around with you on a regular basis will be your membership card for the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, because that is, you know, your ticket or passport, if you will, to, you know, joining this thriving future that African people are in the process of building at the same time that this system of imperialism, parasitic capitalism is on its way into the grave. So it is really inspiring and empowering thing to, you know, to be able to see the world through the eyes of the African working class, to be able to have that reasoned optimism when you look at the world around you, and to do more than just, you know, converse about it, discuss about it, engage in some kind of, you know, discussion of ideas, but to see the power of the theory of African internationalism, which has the movement put into practice, which, you know, is the basis for even the existence of this organization, the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, is the theory of Chairman Amalia Shetela that explained how this system came into being through exploiting and enslaving millions of African people for creating the pedestal upon which all the people sit. That theoretical understanding is the basis for why this organization exists and why, you know, we work specifically in the white community to raise reparations and to take a stand of material solidarity with African self-determination. And before we close out our show, which, you know, again, the short program today, and once again, we do apologize that the first 40 or so minutes were mired in such severe technical difficulties. And, you know, we will certainly make sure to resolve all of that for next week's program at 1 o'clock here on UhuruRadio.com. Before we close out, I did want to just, you know, let people know that the Black is Back Coalition, with the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, along with a list of other organizations, is planning a demonstration on Thursday in New York to demand support for and freedom for Assata Shakur. This is going to be taking place at the Harlem State Office Building in New York, New York, 10027. For more information, you can contact info@blackisbackcoalition.org or call 917-830-5338. This will be on Thursday, May 9th at 5 p.m. And this is in response to the U.S. government putting Assata Shakur, who is a heroic figure of the Black Power movement of the 1960s, who was imprisoned and sentenced to prison for supposedly killing a New York or a New Jersey cop. She liberated herself from prison with help from the Black Liberation Army in the late 70s and now resides in political asylum in Cuba. And the U.S. government is ramping up their vicious efforts to attack her and to arrest her through putting her on the top 10 most wanted terrorist list, which is an attack on the entire African liberation movement. And, you know, the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is in full unconditional unity and solidarity with the Black is Back Coalition and with this protest on May 9th on Thursday at 5 p.m. in New York to demand the liberation
and justice for Assad Shakur. So we strongly encourage all of our members in the Northeast to mobilize for that important mobilization that's going to be taking place next Thursday. And lastly, I wanted to let everyone know about the USM National Convention, Overturning the Racial Divide Through Solidarity and Liberation, to be held June 15th and 16th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Registration is open. You can register online at ahurusolidarity.org. And that is going to be a powerful two-day convention where all of our members from throughout the world will be convening to get direct leadership and analysis from Chairman Amala Chitella and APSC Chairman Penny Heff to really dive into the question of how we can be part of overturning the racial divide that we see all around us through taking an active stand of solidarity with African liberation. So with that, I want to just, you know, close out by saying join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Become part of this growing movement, this process. Join the forward motion of history, of humanity, that the African is leading. Become a card-carrying member of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement today. Go to uhurusolidarity.org. And I will now turn it over to Hare, National Membership Coordinator, to close us out today.
Uhuru, thanks, Jesse, and I'm looking forward to going to that convention, and I'm looking forward to seeing how many new members we win today. So, Uhuru, join Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Reparations now.
Uhuru.
Of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, off the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it back. We live in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it.
Yeah. we need.